would probably be best to break this down right hand and left hand. So the right hand will rest on one, and then it will do this. One, two, and three, four. One, two, three, four. So I'm starting with an E flat chord. And this E flat chord has the G below middle C with my first, B flat above that with my second, E flat above that with my fourth or fifth. As soon as I hit this, the pedal should already be down from where the left hand starts on the first beat, but I'll go ahead and put it down now. After that chord, I'll raise this E flat up one inversion, so that now I'm playing the same three notes, but in a different order. This is B flat, E flat, and G. So I started off G, B flat, E flat, moved to B flat, E flat, G, and then I'm going to go to just two notes. This is the E flat above middle C and the B flat above it. I'm using fingers one and four. And then I'm going to jump up to B flat and G. This is the B flat above middle C with my first and then the G above that with my fifth. The note that I'm leaving out in the middle, believe it or not, my left hand will be picking up an octave lower. So let's go through just that and measure one again. We have a rest on one, then we have G, B flat, E flat, then B flat, E flat, G, jump up, E flat, B flat, jump up, B flat, and G. And then we come to rest on an F chord. And this is starting on the F above middle C with my first, A above that with my second, C above that with my third, and then the F above that with my fifth. And I will roll this chord from left to right. And that will make it a little bit easier if your hands aren't large enough to hit all of those together. That way, if you roll it from left to right and use the pedal, you can give up that first finger once you hit it, and the pedal will hold it down while your hand shifts weight to get the other three notes. So right hand, we have this much, measures one and two. So now let's take a look at what the left hand does for measures one and two.